Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Back, I want to talk about gratitude. Gratitude is so important. As a matter of fact, as you're looking right now, there, think about Moses' tabernacle. This is when God began to set up a way for us to be able to, mankind to be able to meet with him. And this is called the Tent of Meetings. And God would just show up in this Tent of Meetings. And but there was a way, there was a protocol of approaching him. And as you can see right here in this artist's drawing, you see we're on the left side of your television screen right there, the little light that's kind of coming out the side of the gate right there. You see on the outside of that fenced in area, that's a gate. And God talks about when you're going to come into this gate, what you would do, you would go in there, come through that gate, and right there where you see this burning thing, that's called a brazing altar. And they would bring their sacrifice and they would lay their sacrifice and they would do several things right there with a, because there had to be a sacrifice, the shedding of blood for sin, to cover sin. But then, and they would progress their way all the way into, you see that smaller, the tent inside of that fenced in area. And that's where God would come. You see that big holy fire coming down and at the tent, God would come and meet with men. It was powerful, but this is prior to Jesus, you know, coming and living amongst us and paying the price for us. And so now this tabernacle is inside of you. You know, God tabernacles with you. Know ye not that you're the temple, the tabernacle of God. And, but yet the protocol doesn't change. And this is what he says. He says in Psalms 104, he says, enter his gates. And that's the gate that we're talking about right there. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise him. So I just want to encourage you, when you begin to abide each day with God, and if you don't know how to do that or have a plan to do it, we have a plan for you at iabide.org. Begin with gratitude. Yeah, you've got huge needs and God sees your trouble and he knows what you have need of before you even ask. But just pause for a moment and be grateful to God. Think about it. You'll be surprised. The enemy tries to flood you over with troubles and disasters. And it causes you, he tries to get you to forget the goodness of God in the land of the living that you don't even realize. I mean, he's just making you focus with the fire at your feet instead of the blessing that's in your hands. And so when you have a practice of being grateful, you start seeing God in your day-to-day life. I mean, he's in your day-to-day life. I mean, Acts chapter 17 tells us he's right there beside you all the time. But we have to consciously make an effort to acknowledge him and be grateful how he is in our life. And so the first thing we do when we enter into our abiding time with God, you know, pull out your journal and write the word gratitude down and just pause and just say, God, what am I grateful for you? We're not talking about just, I'm grateful for a raise. I'm grateful for this food. I'm specifically putting God in the paradigm of your understanding of gratitude, seeing in your heart, God providing you that food, seeing God bringing that healing to your family, seeing God sustain your marriage, seeing God just do what he does. I mean, answer his prayer and all the things that he does and just things that you see take place. And write that down. Write down, say, write specifically down, you know, God, I'm so grateful for how you know, provided this week for my family and met all of our needs. And you write that down. You're writing, being grateful. And then you think, there's other things. So, you know, sometimes I abide with God and I spend maybe two or three pages in a small journal, you know, like this. And I write down, I'm so grateful. It's like, wow, you did this and you did this. But there was times in my life that there were so many negative things come on my way and I didn't grasp gratitude that the enemy had me focusing all this negative stuff. And now like, I got just tons of positive things that God has done. I'm able to acknowledge him in my life. And it makes me think about Romans chapter 1, verse 21, that, you know, when you're approaching God without gratitude and acknowledging he's the one that's sustaining your life, and one way we do that is by giving God our first fruits, he says that these folks, he says in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, the word of God says, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God or gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts became darkened. And so what you're seeing here is that there's a darkness that comes over our life when you just get sad, you get depressed, you know, you're not joyful anymore. And then what happens is, because to be grateful to God, you have to first acknowledge him. You have to first. So when you're being grateful, what comes with that is acknowledgement. So not being grateful means we don't acknowledge. They come together, one and the same. These guys failed to acknowledge God or to be grateful to God. So God turns them over. That's literally a judgment that comes on a people, on a nation for not being grateful. And it's so exciting when you think about it. It's like, man, I'm going to begin my day with gratitude. I'm going to begin it with gratitude. I think about Psalms 107:1 when he says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. That alone, you know, you can be grateful for the mercies of God, his new morning mercies. They're new every morning. And mercy is not getting what we deserve. He says, this is what he says in his word. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. Is that not cool?
Yeah.
He will not be angry forever. Isn't that wonderful? That means if we're going through something because we deserve it, that God's not going to, we're not going to go through that forever. And it's not at the intensity that we really deserve. It's a loving father, you know, disciplining those that he loves. In Psalms 118, 24, he says, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And when you're writing down gratitude, you think, you know, thank you for today. Thank you for, you know, my health. Thank you for my family. Thank you for a car. I mean, thank you for, you know, all these different things that he's done. Psalms 136, 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. I mean, over and over again, Ephesians 1:16, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you always in my prayer. 5:20, he says, Ephesians 5:20, give thanks always for all things to God and the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. I mean, everything's about gratitude and thankfulness, you know. And it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and this is the clincher here, he says, in everything, because sometimes we give ourselves permissions not to be grateful because some things are not going right. But he says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I mean, think about that. Mm. And so pause for a moment, because there's five aspects to abiding that we talk about. The first one is gratitude. You know, enter his gates with gratitude, being grateful. Children, let me give you a secret to really bless your parents' hearts. Walk in, and you got to really mean it. You can't be flattering. But walk into your parents' home, you know, walk at the dinner table and look at your parents as you sit at the table and say, dear mom, dad, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving me a place to live and a bed to sleep in and this fine meal that you went out and worked for. I'm just grateful that you've done this for us and allow cool air to blow over our skin from this fan or this air conditioner. And, you know, a clean home and wait, just thank you so much, dear father and mother. I mean, if you really mean that, your parents are just going to gush with a response back to you, and they're going to feel good about providing for you. But if you're ungrateful, then because your parents love you, they're going to continue to provide for you, but it's not going to be a good experience. Mm-hmm. You know, they're ungrateful. Blah, blah, blah. Well, that's what you think about God. Here we are. He's providing for us on a daily basis. And if we're not grateful, we're not showing up going, Father, I'm grateful for how you gave Jesus Christ for me to have a relationship with you. Jesus, I'm grateful for you laying down your life for me, paying the price for my sin. Jesus, I'm grateful that you made a way for me to be in relationship with the Father and for my sins to be remembered no more. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for everything that you've brought me through. And I'm just grateful that I can trust you for today. And I'm grateful that I can abide with you, that I can commune with the living God. I mean, think about that. I can commune with the living God and live with him forever, that I have the surety that I will be with God forever in eternity, from everlasting to everlasting. I am grateful. And if every American, let me tell you something, for those that are listening to us and watching us in America, I'm out. Too much is given, much is expected. What Americans should be is grateful, because our poorest person in America is richer than 70-75% of the world, with the top 3% of the income of the world. Mm-hmm. We should be grateful. It's time for us to, you know, to spend our time with God. Let's enter his gates with gratitude, just like you're seeing up here in this Moses' tabernacle. Yeah, you're going to offer your petitions. Yeah, you're going to meditate on the word. Yeah, you're going to do these other things. But the first thing you want to do when you sit down with him is pull out your journal and write down the word gratitude and say, what am I grateful to you, God, for? And then write that down and you'll be blessed. You'll be surprised how your life will change. You've got to, if you didn't hear, you got to catch abiding about a gratitude and abiding, how important that is, because, man, your life will change when you start being grateful. There's so many people that line up to tell you things not to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just like, this is my job to tell you why they don't fit, why it's not going to work, why you don't have enough. It's just like, care tell is not her. That I perish. And we're so blessed in America. This is how blessed we are. People spend their entire life nitpicking at people who are trying to go forward. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, when you live in an oppressive society, that everybody's got to go together or you die. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. But we're so blessed. There's people that just spend their whole life telling you that you don't measure up and it doesn't work. It's not going to fit. Mm-hmm. And you get excited about something you're talking about. You know, they're so-and-so got healed. Yeah, but they're still kind of leaning a bit. And it's just like, really? Is that what you're... And that's a blessed land. When you can be that ignorant and you can live your whole life and you never invest in positiveness, you never invest and hopefulness. I mean, you made it this long, you still eat, you still got shelter, and you've been such a jerk for so long. I mean, think about it. That's a blessed land when you can do that, because the truth is, as the church, we have to operate by confidence, by faith, by surety and certainty. And, you know, that is just a weird paradigm to see somebody that can last that long by not even celebrating everything that God's doing. I mean, it's amazing. I've seen people, you know, with a paycheck in their hand, you're complaining that it's not enough. It's like, you got a paycheck in your hand. That's right. And God's watching you complain. What are you doing? I mean, you got a paycheck in your hand and you're complaining as you get in your car with four wheels and a motor with 300 horses worth of power to pull you down the road. Mm-hmm. It's amazing with your, you know, cappuccino frappo or whatever in your hand. I mean, we got to begin to be grateful. So I encourage you that, you know, begin to just say, God, challenge me. All I do in my abiding time this week is every day I'm going to write down the word gratitude, and I'm going to have a gratitude. Every one of my prayer journals is going to have gratitude first, my abiding journal. You'd be surprised how things change. Hmm. It's totally, totally amazing. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.